You have a handsome fellow in a Caps jersey and in a Redskins jersey. That's your dog, I assume.
That's right. Those are both of our dogs, and we are very supportive of the breed and the teams locally here in Maryland.
Okay. What are the dogs' names?
Shiesty and Rico.
What did you think of the Court of Appeals decision identifying Shiesty and Rico as a hostile breed?
I think it's ridiculous. I think that any dog or any breed is hostile depending on the ownership and how you raise the dog.
I have heard from some people or some animal rights activists who have said that you live in an apartment, you might get evicted. People might give up their dogs. Is that going to be the case with you, or are you going to be able to keep these guys?
You might lose homeowners insurance, and I need that. And that's not good. Yeah, considering that we might lose homeowners insurance from, you know, owning our home for a specific breed that we own.
Sure. And what's your advice to the General Assembly with respect to this issue? What do you want to tell the General Assembly? That
Am I allowed to say that on air?
I can edit it if necessary.
What would you say, babe?
It's just, this is ridiculous. This is ignorance. I mean, this is ignorance at a bliss. I mean, there's no reason, for any reason, these dogs are dangerous. They're dangerous if you make them dangerous. You know, this needs to stop. You know, think about how many dogs be put down. Think about how many dogs won't find homes. Think about, you know, the SPCA, if they can't have a dangerous dog. You know, there's so many dogs that'll lose their lives over this. It's ignorance at its best.